Welcome back to the This Week programme with Justin McCarthy and Christopher McKevitt. Providing a more efficient and user-friendly court system is the key tenet underpinning legislation currently going through the Oireachtas to change the family law system. But the Law Society is worried that what should be a world-class piece of legislation will mean perhaps relatively little if its aspirations are not supported with resources. A crucial worry concerns ensuring the voice of children at the centre of family law cases is properly heard. Well, family law expert Helen Coughlan of Patrick J. Farrell and Company Solicitors is with us in studio. You're also past chair of the Law Society's Family Law Committee. Before we go on, just explain to us a little bit about the Family Courts Bill and what it proposes to do.
Thank you very much, Christopher. I suppose, firstly, I would say that this reform is long overdue. The current family law system, it is broken and it is failing families. It's failing very vulnerable families at probably what is the most stressful time in their lives. And what that means really is that there are delays. Sometimes it could take 9 months to a year for a matter to be heard. And that's a very long time in the life of a child. It's a very long time for a parent if they haven't seen a child, or even for financial support for that, for those children. So we are really delighted that the new legislation is, I think it's at the second stage of the Shannon hearing at the moment, and it is very welcome. It will provide a specialist family divisions within the District Court, Circuit Court and High Court. It will allow for the appointment of specially qualified judges, and this has already started, and that's very welcome. And it will also provide suitable buildings and infrastructure so that family law will be heard in good locations.
But what's the but?
Well, we see this as a once in a generation opportunity to create a world-class family law system. And we believe that if it is properly resourced, that is exactly what we can achieve. But it is really important that we do it right.
But clearly there are signals coming that perhaps the resourcing issue is more of a challenge than might have been anticipated. What's the worry?
Well, our real concern, we've a number of concerns in relation to the resourcing, and even before that, even in terms of the structure of the bill at the moment, we're very concerned that there's a proposal to move complex divorce, judicial separation and cohabitation cases into the district court. Now, this has the potential to increase an already crazy workload in what is the busiest court in the country, and it is the most overstretched and under-resourced at the moment. So moving cases that are ordinarily heard in the circuit court into the district court, we just don't think it's appropriate, particularly because the district court is seen as a court of summary jurisdiction. And what that means is that it will deal with cases that will take a few hours, and it does really important work in terms of hearing urgent barring order, protection order cases. And we fear that if it is going to be overladen with yet another type of work that really needs sometimes a full day or maybe multiple days to hear, that we cannot see how that is going to happen, certainly without huge resources. And
we think, even though it's a separate district court building, ideally, presumably in the larger centres, a separate complex, and also perhaps in more rural areas, days set aside specifically for those hearings with presumably the specially trained judges, yes, who can execute the matter rather quicker.
Absolutely. But the difficulty is that the district court, it is the model of the district court, it is very much to hear cases quickly. It doesn't have time to spend multiple days hearing complex cases. And like, for example, the latest figures from the court service, there were about 40,000 family law cases heard in the district court in 2021. There were 7.5 heard in the circuit court. They now want to move those into the district court, and
it adds to the burden. I want
Absolutely.
To hear from you about the voice of children, because that's something that's been given good consideration in this new piece of legislation. Tell me about that and tell me about your concerns.
I suppose we have been paying lip service to the voice of the child and hearing children. You know, as far back as 1991, we ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of the Children. We had a referendum in 2013 and 2015. We brought in special legislation to deal with that. So we have really Rolls-Royce legislation, but we have third world infrastructure and resources to give effect to that. And the Law Society on Friday, we had a very interesting conference, and we had judges from the UK, and they were explaining to us how they hear the voice of the child. And what they have done is they have a specially independent, state-funded body that will be set up that will hear the voice of the child. And it will also, it reports directly to the family courts on the welfare of children. And we believe that that would be a very good model for Ireland.
Not included in the bill going through the House at the moment.
No, and it is clearly a resource issue that it will require significant resources. There is a guardian ad litem system at the moment, and that allows for children who are in childcare proceedings, so in public law, they, you will have a guardian. But if you are in private law, say if you are a child whose parent have a dispute over custody, there is no similar provision to hear that child. And that's not, we don't see that as being fair or right.
Helen Coughlin, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the This Week programme.